Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Yoga at the Preserve. Photo by J.C. Lewis, Reporter-Telegram. The I-20 Wildlife Preserve, seen on October 14, 2020. I-20 Preserve offers wellness program with free yoga fitness classes by Caitlin Randall, C-R-A-N-D-L-E at MRT.com. Insider subscriber exclusive. The Interstate 20 Wildlife Preserve recently launched a community wellness program featuring free yoga, eccentrics, and high-intensity boot camp classes and health seminars. The program has been in the works for over a year and had a planned launch date in spring of 2020. According to Mary Sergo, Director of Data and Communications at the Preserve, they began offering virtual wellness videos before in-person classes started last month, she said. This program is really an opportunity to explore the potential of green and blue space and the impact that has on our health and wellness, she said in a phone interview. It's no secret that being outside is good for you. It's no secret that exercising is good for you. So this is an opportunity to combine the two and really understand and observe how that has a lasting impact on our participants. Sergo said the program will give Midlanders a place where they can get away from it all, while also creating a way for the preserve to better connect with residents and understand the community's needs. Classes are planned for every Saturday at 8 a.m., but that may vary, she said. The instructors who are teaching the classes, including high-intensity interval training instructors at Alley Fitness, are doing so on a volunteer basis. All classes are currently free, but donations are accepted, and some partnerships may be paid in the future, Sergo said. Classes can accommodate about 10 people and are taking place on the teaching platform near the preserve's butterfly garden. It's a really nice, secluded place, Sergo said of the teaching area. Its original intention was to take school groups out there to observe some of the wildlife up close. It's also a really great place to find a little bit of peace. The preserve will also be offering wellness seminars on topics like proper walking form and the benefits of walking and mental health, she said. Participants can register for classes or seminars on the preserve's website at i20wp.org or by following the links on their social media pages. Way to Success. Surgical solutions exist for weight loss by Cindy Adkins, Midland Health. Throughout this article, WEIGH is spelled W-E-I-G-H. Obesity is a disease that affects more than 72 million people in the United States. Being obese or overweight puts you at greater risk for health problems such as coronary heart disease, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, gallstones, breathing problems, and or certain cancers. Way to Success at Midland Memorial Hospital provides a team approach to helping you reach your weight loss goals. We provide you with the education and lifelong support through our comprehensive program so that you will be successful. Your education class will teach you what you need to know prior to surgery, what to expect while in the hospital, and how to take care of yourself when you are discharged to return home. If you struggle with weight issues, The Way to Success program at Midland Memorial Hospital is here to help. We provide a comprehensive program focused on your individual situation and develop a plan tailored to your needs so that you can take control of obesity and your life. Many factors can contribute to obesity, including genetics, illness, psychology, and lifestyle habits. At Way to Success, we work to determine the factors contributing to your weight issues, and through ongoing counseling and support groups, we work with you to improve your health by addressing the causes of your obesity. Am I a candidate for weight loss surgery? If you are significantly overweight and want to make a lifestyle change, you may be a candidate for weight loss surgery through Way to Success at Midland Memorial Hospital, partnered with Midland Surgical Associates. You could be a candidate for weight loss surgery if you meet any of the following criteria. You are more than 100 pounds over your ideal body weight. You have a body mass index, BMI, of over 40. You have a BMI of over 35 and are experiencing obesity-related health conditions such as high blood pressure or diabetes. You are unable to achieve a healthy body weight even through medically supervised dieting. Surgery options. Way to Success specializes in two types of bariatric surgery, sleeve gastrectomy and Roux-en-Y gastric bypass. These surgeries make changes in your digestive system to help you lose weight by limiting how much you can eat or by reducing the absorption of calories or both. It is important to understand the two methods that create weight loss in our patients. Restriction refers to when a surgical procedure physically changes the capacity of the stomach, which confines the number of calories you can eat. Malabsorption refers to when surgery is used to shorten or bypass part of the gastrointestinal tract, which decreases the number of calories and nutrients the body absorbs when food passes through. Both of these effects have the same purpose, to reduce life-threatening obesity and related illnesses. Knowing more about each type of surgery we offer can help you have an informed conversation with one of our bariatric surgeons. All bariatric surgeries are performed at Midland Memorial Hospital. At your pre-surgical consultation, one of our bariatric surgeons will perform an extensive evaluation to help determine which surgery option is best for you. Financial eligibility. In many cases, insurance companies will help you cover the cost of bariatric surgery. Our insurance specialist will assist you in determining your eligibility with your insurance company. Insurance coverage varies for weight loss surgery procedures. It is crucial that you call your insurance provider to determine if your policy covers surgical weight loss. It is a team effort between you and our insurance specialist to ensure we do everything possible to gain an approval for surgical weight loss procedures, such as laparoscopic gastric bypass surgery or laparoscopic sleeve gastrectomy. Our dedicated team will verify your benefits and assist you in understanding insurance requirements. Once you are accepted into the program, you will work with our team to assist you in your preoperative weight loss journey. We understand the importance of surgical weight loss procedures and will work with you every step of the way. Way to Success accepts most major insurance carriers, including Medicare. If it is determined that your insurance will not cover your surgical procedure, we do offer a self-pay option. There are a number of finance companies that offer assistance for surgery. How to Get Started informational seminar. If you are ready to start on your journey to better health, go to our website, MidlandSurgicalAssociates.com, and click on Weight Loss. After you enter some basic information, you will be directed to our informational seminar. The video is an explanation of the two procedures that are offered through our bariatric program, as well as the steps to get started on the journey to better health. Once you have watched the seminar, you will receive an email to complete your patient information forms. When our office receives your patient information forms, our scheduling coordinator will contact you to schedule your surgical consultation with one of our surgeons. If you have any questions, please contact Sunday Adkins, BSNRN, our bariatric clinical manager and program coordinator, at 638-8081, or by email at sunde.adkins@midland-health.org.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Supplements Not Well Regulated. Dear Dr. Roach, my doctor prescribed a statin for me to reduce my LDL cholesterol, which was at 131. My HDL was 70. I stopped taking it about 3 weeks after because I was experiencing pulled muscles at the top of each hamstring. I run 20 miles a week, 35 years of running, and this had never happened. Now, 2 years later, I read an article about milk thistle reducing LDL. I began taking it daily 3 months ago. And at my annual physical 2 weeks ago, my blood test results showed a reduction in LDL to 105 and HDL at 71. My doctor and I were surprised and pleased. The only difference in my lifestyle was the milk thistle. Have you had any experience with patients reducing LDL when taking a milk thistle supplement? Anonymous. Answer. Milk thistle has been shown to reduce LDL cholesterol. The best evidence comes from people who also had diabetes. However, it is unknown whether milk thistle provides the same benefit in reducing health disease risk that statins do. Not all treatments that reduce cholesterol are proven to reduce the risk of heart attack. Because supplements are not regulated the way prescription drugs are, you are reliant on the manufacturer's word that they are providing you with the correct product. A 2019 review of available milk thistle products showed dramatic variability in the amount of the active ingredients and levels of pesticide residual, mycotoxins, and bacterial contamination. Despite some benefit seen in trials, the poor quality of available products in the U.S. prevents me from recommending milk thistle as treatments to lower LDL. I'd recommend considering a trial of a different statin. Pravastatin, flavastatin, and pitavastatin have lower risk of muscle effects than other statins.
This is the Dear Abby column. Man learns he fathered child over 30 years ago. Dear Abby, When I was 16, my cousin Mary came from Georgia to New York to stay with us for the summer. After a short time, we began experimenting with French kissing, which led to more things happening between us. Mary went home at the end of the summer. We are both 50 now, and I recently learned she became pregnant back then with a daughter and never married. The DNA indicates she is mine. The question is, how do I explain to my wife that I need to be there for my daughter? I never had any other kids, as my wife can't have children. Please help me. Signed, Past History in Oklahoma. Dear Past History, is your wife aware of the short affair you had with your cousin? If not, start the conversation by telling her about your youthful adventure. Once she has digested the information, explain that you intend to get to know your daughter. Do not tell her. The reason is that she couldn't give you children, which would be cruel and unnecessary. Understand, however, that your child is now a grown woman in her mid-30s. She may have no interest in getting to know you because you have been absent all her life. I wonder why you weren't informed about this much sooner and possibly asked to contribute financially to the raising of your child. Dear Abby, I have been married for 32 years. My husband has been cheating on me for the past 3 of them. He's an international airline captain who has taken advantage of his freedom. I recently learned that he paid $91,000 on an apartment. He has an inheritance from his father that he has drawn from. My therapist suggests that he's a narcissistic personality with volatile ups and downs. My husband refuses to talk to me. He actually walks away from me when I bring up his girlfriend. He talks to her and texts her regularly. The monthly phone bills usually total over $400. I need help in trying to get him to talk to me before it ends. Signed, Turning Point in Massachusetts. Dear Turning Point, your international airline captain appears to have parachuted out of your marriage. Clearly, he isn't interested in trying to save what's left of it. Because he is unwilling to talk to you about it, it's important you talk to someone who will. Consult a lawyer about what your options are as a wife of more than 3 decades. You have my sympathy, and I'm glad you sought help from a therapist. Dear Abby, I've been working from home for a year since COVID began. I have been seriously considering quitting my job or retiring. I'd rather not meet my coworkers only to say goodbye. Would it be wrong to leave without saying goodbye? Signed, Leaving It All Behind. Dear Leaving It, if you prefer not to deal with the sadness of saying goodbye to your coworkers, leave them a message. Explain that you will be leaving your job, but want them to know how much you enjoyed your time working with them. It would be a thoughtful way to exit. You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Horoscopes by astrologer Georgia Nichols. Happy birthday for Wednesday, May 26, 2021. You are a charismatic communicator who is always in touch with your audience. You are dignified, intelligent, and have a forever youthful wit. You also are warm-hearted and easygoing, but also practical and hardworking. Go through closets, cupboards, garages, and storage areas to get rid of what you no longer need, because this is your year of downsizing. Get rid of excess baggage. Aries, March 21st to April 19th, an average day. Be careful because the full moon today can trigger an accident-prone situation for your sign. Therefore, be wise and pay attention to everything you say and do. Keep your eyes open. The problem with the full moon is people's emotions escalate and erupt. Not you, of course. Tonight, learn something new. Taurus, April 20th to May 20th, an average day. Avoid disputes with others about inheritance, banking matters, insurance issues, or anything to do with shared property, because something like this might come to a head today. This is classic for any full moon. Tonight, check banking details. Gemini, May 21st to June 20th, an average day. Today, the only full moon that is directly opposite your sign all year is taking place. This is bound to set up some kind of tension between you and those who are close to you, especially partners, spouses, and dear friends. Patience will be your ally. Tonight, listen to the advice of others. Cancer, June 21st to July 22nd, a positive day. Today's full moon might trigger some dissension between you and others, especially related to your work or people you might encounter regarding your health or a pet. Remember, patience is the antidote to anger. And, of course, you feel this full moon because the moon is your ruler. Tonight, you will work efficiently. Leo, July 23rd to August 22nd, an average day. Parents must be patient with their kids today. Likewise, romantic partners must be patient with each other because of the energy of today's full moon. Some kind of situation might come to a head which makes you think you have to choose, but maybe you don't. Tonight, coach or teach kids. Virgo, August 23rd to September 22nd, an average day. Today you can feel caught between the demands of home and family versus the demands of your career or public reputation. Because of today's full moon, you can't ignore your reputation, especially because things from the past are back in the picture. Tonight, a relative has advice. Libra, September 23rd to October 22nd, a positive day. Be mindful and pay attention to everything you say and do, because this is an accident-prone day for you. Primarily, accidents are caused by distractions. Stay focused and alert, and you'll be fine. These accidents can be physical or verbal. Tonight, study and learn. Scorpio, October 23rd to November 21st, a positive and average day. Some kind of financial issue might peak today because of the energy of today's full moon. This is why disputes about earnings, possessions, or shared responsibilities are likely. Be clear about your expectations. Tonight, make a budget. Sagittarius, November 22nd to December 21st, an average day. Today, the only full moon in your sign all year is taking place. This could create some tension between you and partners and close friends. However, you're aware of this, you can be mindful of your response and stay chill. Tonight, listen to the advice of someone older. Capricorn, December 22nd to January 19th, is a positive day. Avoid bickering or squabbles with work colleagues or something to do with pets or your health, because these might occur because of today's full moon energy. Demonstrate grace under pressure because you do this so well. Tonight, enjoy some solitude. Aquarius, January 20th to February 18th, a positive day. Emotions might run high today about anything ranging from sports events to activities with kids to social outings or romantic tete-a-tetes. This is because of today's full moon. Your solution is to not lose your cool. Tonight, make long-term goals. Pisces, February 19th to March 20th. An average day. Today you have to devote your attention to home and family despite the demands of your job or your public reputation. You can't be all things to all people. Maturity is being able to accept your limitations and function to the best of your ability within them. Tonight, learn from the best.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.